Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are a small business owner and have always wanted to work with NASA, you may want to know that they are going to be participating in a business expo and a STEM expo for students on August 29th in Charleston, South Carolina. Kevin Limehouse is with the Charleston County Government, who is partnering with NASA on this project. Today he joins us by phone from his office in Charleston. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Give us the background here on this partnership with NASA.
So this all started with us finding out that NASA was just interested in partnering with communities, and myself being a huge NASA fan, I was excited to reach out to them and see what they were talking about, and we started talking about technology transfers. If you weren't aware, NASA has been developing technology for years, anywhere from, you know, tennis shoes to textiles and everything in between, and they still are. We started talking to them about, hey, we can partner with you to work on some great technologies and help improve our community. And they put us in touch with the Marshall Space Flight Center, which is in Alabama. It's one of their closest bases to us. And they said, Kevin, we'd love to do that with you, but let's start with a business expo. And they started telling me about a program that NASA's doing right now called the Space Launch System, which is the largest rocket that NASA has ever made. It's what's going to take us into deep space and Mars. And what they're doing is going around the country and having business expos like we're going to do here in Charleston on August 29th, where they come into a community and tell folks about their space launch system and give local businesses and the community the chance to build components and provide services for NASA. And that can be anywhere from manufacturing to IT work to everything in between, anything that NASA needs to complete their mission. And if you can just imagine, you know, code being written here in Charleston that helps out the mission to Mars, or a widget or a wheel that eventually is a Mars rover that is one day on Mars soil. It's exciting to think about the benefit to our region and hopefully to our state and area.
Give us some more details on the event, where it will be, what are the hours?
Of course. It's August 29th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Registration that morning will start at 7:30. The event starts at 8 and will go to 4, and it's broken up into a morning session where NASA will come and talk about how you can do business with them, but not just NASA, but their prime contractors. So those are big companies like Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Jacobs Engineering, and so many more. We also have the Small Business Administration on the state, federal, and local level who will be there, and they'll be speaking about the opportunities for them to help businesses. And that's the morning session. We'll break and have lunch, and we're going to have some wonderful keynote speakers. And then the afternoon session will be one-on-one. So businesses and attendees will have the chance to meet with NASA, with their primes, and, of course, the Small Business Administration, and a number of exhibitors that we're going to have there.
And then I also understand on the same day that NASA will be putting on a STEM expo for students.
Yes, sir. As the community has responded, NASA has provided us more resources. And they said that, hey, listen, we're going to be down there for a few days with staff. Let us do some STEM activities. And originally, we're going to have NASA come to a few schools and bring retired astronaut Don Thomas to speak. And we quickly realized we could reach more students if we had them in one location. And we worked with the school district to see if they could provide transportation. The school district has wonderfully provided that. And one day we had 1,000 students sign up. So now we needed a bigger boat. So in Hall A of the Convention Center, you're going to have the Business Expo. And in Hall B, you're going to have the STEM Expo, which NASA is bringing just a ton of resources. They're bringing huge inflatable rockets. They're bringing virtual reality displays and interactive tools for the students to learn about. They're bringing spacesuits. They're bringing all of these great STEM activities for folks to learn about, and of course, Dr. Thomas, who's going to speak a number of times there. We also have, at this point, about 35 exhibitors from SPAWAR to the College of Charleston and everywhere in between for folks to learn about STEM careers, internships, and the College of Charleston is even bringing Moon Rock, so we're pretty excited about that. But it's turned into a great event, and we've had a tremendous amount of partnerships and wonderful people helping us accomplish that, and it's going to be great for the students.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for all of those details and for your time today.
I very much appreciate you having us, and thank you so much.
Kevin Limehouse is with the Charleston County Government, who is partnering with NASA for the upcoming Business Expo and STEM Expo on August 29th. We will have links posted at our webpage with all the information about these events. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.